Last Sunday, if you remember, we tried to reconnect with our longing to see God's face. Today, we experience our thirst. A week ago, we went with Jesus to a mountain. Today, we come to a well. Light bathed us at Tabor. We drink water today in Samaria. And Jesus comes to this well at noon. When we pay attention to the gospel that we just heard, we can imagine, we can even feel the experience of Christ, tired, sweating at noon, just needing to drink some water. It's actually fascinating because John, who normally is a very spiritual author, he tells us things such as, in the beginning was a word, kind of thing. In this occasion, he's telling us all these details that make us even share in the thirst of Christ. And it is, in one sense, as if we were eavesdropping this fascinating conversation. We just should be aware of that. How blessed we are to be able to hear these words, to enter into these two hearts having this encounter. And of the many things, because it is very rich, very long, that we could reflect on based on this conversation, let's just think on one point. Jesus reveals in this encounter the mission of the Messiah, why Christ came. Now, when we think about this, probably no one is dying of suspense because we know the right answer. We think immediately. When we hear the words, the mission of the Christ, the mission of the Messiah, well, we naturally think about those great teachings that Jesus brought, or even more so, probably, we think about the Messiah coming to pay for our sins, so ultimately to die for us, all of which, of course, is absolutely true. But the Lord actually highlights a different, related, a different aspect of his mission as a Messiah. And it is this, that Christ came to establish the hour in which we finally would be able to worship as God wants to be worshiped. That's the main point. The Father, Jesus said, actively seeks people who can worship him as he wants to be worshipped. That is the hour of Christ. He came to give us the gift of the fullness of divine worship. And we learn today from this conversation that worship is not first and foremost about external things or requirements. You need to go to this city or that mountain. We learn that worship is not first and foremost about what we want when we worship, what we want to feel or experience or gain. We learn very clearly and simply that worship is first and foremost about what God wants in our worship, about that encounter, about that way in which he can give us all the graces that he wants to pour upon us. It is what God, the Trinity, wants in that beautiful expression. The Father wants us to worship him in spirit, Holy Spirit, and in truth, Christ. And for this, Jesus came to establish the church so that we can find a way to worship him. When we think about this, and obviously we're speculating here, but Christ could have done many things to redeem us. Why did he choose to spend so much of his time while on earth establishing this group of imperfect men and women, this congregation, the church? Because in his eternal plan, he knew he was going to spend just a few years here on earth in that way. But he knew and he planned to stay with us forever in the sacraments of the church. And this is why, in a strict sense, the church exists to worship God. to praise Him. And this is why every church, our parish, exists to worship in spirit and in truth. Nothing is more important. This is who we are. Someone said that a church is not an institution with sacraments, but a sacrament with institutions. This is much more important than just some theoretical reflections without any consequence. This is extremely important, essential, because when we truly understand and are reminded of who we are essentially, then we know what to do. Think about the very early church, the first disciples, the second generation. Think about Paul and all those around him. What did they have in their experience of following Christ, in their experience of the church? What resources, you could say, did they have? What kind of books did they have? Did they even have a Bible? The New Testament was not being written even. They didn't have church buildings or classes, but they had Christ. Where? How? They had Christ in the sacrament. They had worship. They were. This is what they were. They were worship, liturgy. We have so many things today, so many great resources, and we're blessed to have all those things. But at times, we don't fully appreciate the heart of everything. We don't fully worship God. Just a question, when we come to Mass, what do we do? What's the action of our mind, of our heart, of our will? Well, I'm sure we all want to learn things, which is great. We'll probably have needs that for which we pray, which is great. How much do we think about praising God, adoring God, worshiping God? That's the first goal of our being here. And that's why the Lord is asking each one of us, repeating these words, if you knew the gift of God. Which does not mean if you had the information about the gift of God. We have the information. We know the truth. If you were aware, if you appreciated the gift of God, and the gift of God is the action of the Holy Spirit in our midst, the presence of Christ in the sacraments of the church. So here at our well, our church, at this hour, the Father seeks such people to worship Him. He's seeking among us who are here at this Mass, those who want to worship Him in spirit and in truth, with true love, with devotion, with sacrifice. May He find at least some, hopefully many, and who knows, maybe everyone. For just being very realistic and practical for a minute, we are here already. So we can go from that physical presence to an act, a choice to worship and love God with our whole heart. And if that happens, then an encounter can take place. The thirst of Christ for our renewed faith and our thirst for Him. He is coming. And He's coming in a very special way. To those catechumens who are preparing to receive the living water of baptism and the other sacraments of initiation at the Easter Vigil. We have 3 catechumens in our community and a few others who will receive confirmation, but 3 catechumens who today will receive their first scrutiny. So it is a beautiful witness to us that the Lord is still thirsty for many hearts who are open and responsive to His invitation. He is coming today in a very special way in the Eucharist. Jesus, as a church father said, is the thirsty fountain. He is here now thirsty for our faith. May we be aware of this gift. May we appreciate this love.